Premier Li Keqiang has said China will contribute $20 million to help get vaccines to developing countries and to meet the challenges of COVID-19 between next year and 2025. He made the remarks while addressing the Global Vaccine Summit 2020 hosted by the UK. Li Keqiang said the country will continue to support the World Health Organization's central role in coordinating vaccine research and development and push forward multi-center clinical trials for vaccines.So far, the Chinese government and private sector have invested over $560 million for vaccines, therapeutics, and testing reagents. The country has approved three COVID-19 vaccine candidates for clinical trials, including the one listed by the WHO as the world's first vaccine going into second phase testing.The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, China, Japan, and South Korea have reaffirmed the importance of open markets amid the COVID-19 pandemic. During an online meeting, their economic ministers agreed to strengthen joint efforts toward post-pandemic recovery in the region, and to jointly restore economic growth through addressing trade barriers, promoting trade investment, and expanding fields of cooperation.They also reaffirmed commitment to signing the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, a proposed free trade agreement this year. Chinese central authorities have voiced support for Hong Kong in maintaining its separate tariff zone. The statement comes after the United States threatened to revoke Hong Kong's special customs status in response to China's national security legislation for the city.The Chinese Commerce Ministry says Hong Kong's status as a separate customs territory is established in WTO multilateral rules and recognized by other WTO members, rather than it being granted by any specific WTO member alone.Celebrities, civil rights activists, and politicians have joined the Floyd family in paying respects to George Floyd. They attended his memorial service at North Central University in Minneapolis. Floyd died at the hands of Minneapolis officers last week, triggering nationwide protests and calls for an end to racial injustice. All four police officers involved instead have been fired, arrested, and charged.A U.S. judge has set bail at $750,000 apiece for three ex-Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death. Thomas Lane Totow and J. Alexander Kalm made their first court appearance on charges of aiding and abetting in the killing of Floyd. Derek Chauvin, who had his knee on Floyd's neck, has been charged with second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter in Floyd's death.In a video shot by bystanders, he's seen pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes, while Lane and Kahn kneeled on his back. If convicted, Chauvin faces a maximum of 40 years in prison on the murder count and 10 years for manslaughter. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of the Congo have confirmed 5 deaths from a new Ebola outbreak.The fatalities occurred last month in the Mandaka city in the northwest of the country, where 6 infections were detected. The new cases were reported as the country's 10th Ebola outbreak was nearing its end.